We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
This is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 off my new album, Ultraviolet. Check it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. I am one half of your host, Finger on the Pulse. My name is Terry Diabolik. Sitting down, joining us is the newly sweatered, adorned DJ Never Forget. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. We are sitting surrounded by about a foot of snow. For anyone who didn't really realize what was going on this winter, but we got dumped on in New York. Just absolutely.
I think all of America got dumped on.
Yeah, I think they canceled 1,200 flights.
Yeah, that's what we saw this morning.
Big shout out to our grounded friends, Siri, Alix, and Annie.
Travis.
And our boy Travis. Real sorry for you guys not making it.
Everyone was so sad at all the holiday parties this weekend because they were like, oh, you know, I'd love to be there, but I'm going to be in Miami.
Except for the people who threw holiday parties who like them to be full because they had extra guests. Anyway, we're excited today. Packed show. We have Space Base joining us later in the show. But first up is the wonderful, the lovely beer-drinking Kathy Arroway.
Hello.
Hello.
Pea soup eating, too.
Pea soup eating. How is the pea soup here?
It's really good.
Can I try it?
Yes, go for it, please.
Sweet. All the food here is good.
The crostini is really good in that, too.
So, for you who don't remember, Kathy is a previous guest on our show when we did the Hapa Barbecue, Hapa Luau. All the way back, was it
pig roast in Luau? Yeah.
Was it August?
Whatever. I mean, in August.
That was August.
Last week of August.
The last week of August. Little rainy.
It was epic.
It was great.
Actually, truth be told, the first event that Darren and I threw that did not have rain or snow since the beginning of the summer was this last Wednesday at Soul Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
so every other event that we've done since May, it's rained.
Every Hope Lounge Barbecue.
Every Hope Lounge Barbecue, yeah. Every DJ night. So that's like 20 in a row. 20 for 20, and now we're 20 for 21. Rochester.
Soul Bowl is inside, though, so.
Right? But rain outside. No one wants to go outside in the rain.
That's true.
Anyone here who's thrown a party knows the detriment of rain in New York. It is just, people just do not want to come out. So, Kathy's been, you've been having quite the epic few months. You now have your own radio show.
Just ended, yes.
That just ended, that just recorded. You were just there and, like, thankfully enough, had time to stick around for our show. How's the show going?
It's good. You know, it's always fun getting a different mix of people on. Lately, I like to mix it up, have two guests who are from different fields and, you know, put them together, see what happens, see how they gel, see what they like to eat. I can't wait because there's just so many cool people that I want to have on the show. It's just great.
And for those who don't know, the name of your show is
Let's Eat In,
and
which was recently changed due to legal
skirmish.
What was the first one called?
It was called Cheap Date. So
Final Fantasy just released a statement that he had to change it into Owen Palette. Which I see the positive side is that your stuff gets so popular that people who own it are like, hey, wait a second, we already own this.
Cool.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I tried Googling. So apparently, not apparently, there is another podcast. Sorry.
Allegedly, there is
I feel like such a jerk.
Can I give you a tip?
Yes.
Create up nonsense words like snacky and you will have no problems.
Yeah. Create words. Yeah. So let's eat in. Who, maybe there's another. But I thought that like Cheap Date kind of conveyed the budget, you know, young, let's do dinner on a shoestring. And also the show talks about dating, too. So it's about love and food.
Now, what any really great stories about love and food to come out of the radio show? Anything that was just like a mind blower?
Yeah, there's been talk about golden showers at one point. There was talk about, I don't know why. I'm sorry, I'm going there.
Wow. That's fine.
No, there you really went there. You know what? Not what I expected, but yes, you went there.
There's been all sorts of talk. I like hearing about what people like to cook for other people. I always
There's like
find
a period between
sexy.
The golden scented showers and the cooking
sorry,
for other people.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. No, that was definitely the weirdest moment of Let's Eat In / Cheap Date.
Once again, there is a difference between Let's Eating In and golden showers.
Yes.
Let's, sorry, sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, food and dating is wonderful. Let's just talk yeah. about that.
That's fantastic. And then on the side of that, you had hinted at a really awesome project in the works, but now I think you can talk about it. Your book is coming out.
It is coming out. It is probably being printed as we speak.
It is a true.
So you finally, because when I first met you was a year and a half ago, you were writing it,
yeah,
working on it.
Yeah.
So now it's done.
Yeah.
And this is another true.
Just so
blog.
You know, you guys are in it. Yeah.
We're in it.
What? I mean, yeah, it's a memoir. So anyone, if you guys knew me in the last 2 years, you might be in it.
Do you want me to sign a copy for you when it comes out?
Yeah, yeah. We could have like a group
sign,
signed copy.
I'll sign my
copy.
Page.
Wait, in what capacity? Well, hold
okay,
on.
So
you know
first,
what? I want to
you
be
know
surprised.
What? Yeah. I want to be surprised.
Okay.
Is it scathing? Is it scathing
no,
on Terry?
No, it's not. It, okay. It just happens to do with, you know, it deals with things in my life. And there was actually one back-to-back 2 weeks of this experiment I did called Opposite Week. And the first week I just did my normal not eating out, strict diet thing. And then for the next week I only went to restaurants. So it really like plays... That chapter like goes through the weeks in depth. There was a lot of events that happened. I think there was some event that we did. No, was it? I can't remember.
I mean, there's been so many. I mean, between you and the Whisking Ladle and Serino
exactly.
and the barbecues. I mean, there was just a period where it was just...
The barbecues, yeah.
Yeah.
But what's really great is that it's another true modern story of blog to book deal.
True.
Which is exciting.
True.
So TV show, what's going on? You gonna put yourself on camera?
We just met the one of the authors from This Is Why You're Fat last week, who also got a book
Jessica?
Deal out of it. Jessica.
Yeah, she's great.
She is great.
Yeah, I mean, I think my book doesn't really have to... It deals with, like, the blog, but all of it is new content. It's strictly... It's a blog that evolved into a larger story of... The book is, like, kind of the story behind the blog. Basically.
All right, you know, we're going to put a pin in it because we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll talk about some anecdotes. It's Kathy Arroway from Not Eating Out in New York, and her book is coming out. We got Space
The Art of Eating In.
The Art of Eating In. Mm-hmm. Is it colon hyphenated, or is it just The Art of Eating In is the name of the book?
It's The Art of Eating In, colon, How I Learned to Stop Spending and Love the Stove.
Nice reference. Okay, anyway, you're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. Big shout out to our sponsor, Fairway. Great time to go there. Tons of amazing holiday specials. Beautiful, beautiful market out in Fairway and uptown as well. But a good chance to see the frozen river and look at the Statue of Liberty. Jack Inslee, RecTech, big shout out. And as always, thank you to Roberta's for giving us the delicious pizzas. Never Forget is going to drop us a song, and then we're going to come back and hang out some more. Snacky Tunes on a winter day, keeping you warm. Ladies and gentlemen, Snacky Tunes on a blustery winter day. The slush and disaster of a epic snowstorm is cold outside, but we're keeping it hot with some fantastic jams and dirty looks. We'll never forget. We have the lovely Kathy Airway in the studio joining us, talking to about her book and talking to her about life and love and all things culinary.
Yeah, really. I just stuck around right after my show.
Indoor precipitation.
Not too much.
And just to do a little cleanup, the first song we heard at the top of the show was Kid Sister and Flossodromus 54321 live from the Dinner with the Band Loft. Their episode comes out on IFC tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Please tune in. It is hands down one of our favorite episodes. So Kurt, Josh, and Melissa, big shout out to you. Thanks again for coming out for the show. And never forget, who'd you just play?
That was just Sissy Newby. I think I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
That doesn't sound right.
N-O-B-B-Y?
Nope.
Nobby? The LVS 1990 remix of the new track.
I'm digging pretty much everything he's putting out recently.
It's good. It's a nice mark. So what is this we're eating here, Kathy?
Oh, I made some chocolate sesame ginger truffles.
Now, we're not saying that all guests need to make food for us when they come with snacks.
Yeah, Space, you guys bring anything?
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, today's guest will just be Kathy Airway. Everyone else get the fuck out.
Yeah, Kathy will be dropping some hot holiday jams.
How are
later.
They?
They're really good.
Cool.
I'm saving mine for after the pizza.
I'm on a two slice rule these days because I'll look down on like an entire pizza. I'm going to go running after the show.
I know. It's an occupational hazard.
I usually say, by the way, went to a dinner party last night. It was pretty good, except the dessert was just like chocolate, like truffle chocolate, but heavily dusted in like cocoa powder.
That's the traditional way to do it.
Yeah, but it's just
I don't
like
that.
I don't like the textures are. It's like, you know, it dries out my mouth first. And
I totally agree, and that's why I rolled these in sesame seeds instead for a little
something different.
Something different. Exactly.
So we were talking about your book before the break, and we were wondering if you could share a couple anecdotes from there. Some good, you know, some highlights.
Well, there's a couple of
don't give away the A-list stuff.
Okay.
Like a teaser.
All right.
Like if you like this story, then you'll love future stories from the book.
Go. Okay. Well, I did try to explore like the underground of eating and not eating out in New York City, which is what my blog is called. So I was like, there's got to be more examples of cool things happening. So I did get to go to a lot of supper clubs, which is actually, I think, how I met you guys at Whisk and Ladle.
Yeah, we met those in Ladle. But let's be honest. Most of the supper clubs, not great.
True.
Yeah.
But just the fact that they're happening is kind of fresh and interesting.
Yes. The idea that it's happening is good. But a lot of the times... I hate to talk down on them, but like some of them are just not
as good as a
and restaurant. You don't really realize it until you go to a good one.
Right. That's true. But are you talking about food or are you talking about the atmosphere? Both.
It's awful.
The whole thing. I went to one last night. It was okay. But you know, the first ones that I went to were Whisk and Ladle, Sereno stuff. And I was like, oh, this is great. And then I went to one last night. It was
you
good.
You have to have this performance and this sort of ambiance.
They didn't present the food, just got served. Yeah, no, wasn't quite sure of the theme.
It's like, let me charge you for my home cooking. Like,
we're off topic here. Let's get back to the anecdotes.
It's an open dialogue.
Can I see you outside?
Yeah.
Anecdotes. So, you know, there's a few episodes where I'm at some crazy, you know, Whisk and Ladle party. Do you remember the pink party, guys?
Yes, I did I did not make it, but I remember.
I did not make it out of there. Okay,
what happened?
I just drank way too many pink cocktails, and then, this was like the detriment to the project almost. I was getting out and, you know, stumbling down the street to find a cab, and somebody was like, "Here, let's go get some pizza," like a friend, and I actually ate a slice of like that pizza on Bedford Ave. And
the
like,
one
was,
pizza place? Or yeah, just you just ate a slice on Bedford?
Yeah.
What if someone had gotten a photo of you?
I know. It was a catastrophe.
Well, I mean, I never... Fun. With the not eating out, I always thought it was more like not spending food, but if someone... I mean, what's the whole thing that, like, what if someone brought you over some takeout? That's illegal?
I wanted to, you know, make it a pure challenge and try to just swear off of it strictly. And I totally hear you on, like, nowadays, it doesn't make, you know, a whole lot of sense to do things so extreme. But that was, like, the fun challenge.
We talk about it all the time where it's, like, the things that we were really concerned about when we were younger about keeping it really pure, mm-hmm. how no one else cared. Like, literally no one else cared at the time. We kind of drove ourselves crazy about it. But, I mean, it's a good challenge.
Everything's in moderation now.
Yeah.
You
know? So,
because also there's so much really amazing food going on in New York. And to not go out and see what the inspirations are in restaurants and bring it back to your kitchen.
True.
Well, like, I mean, the trick is you just got to invite chefs home.
Chefs over for dinner.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
One last story? What about on the more scandalous side?
On the more scandalous side, there was an epic supper club dinner that I tried to orchestrate that included a menu made up strictly of aphrodisiac food, but we didn't tell our guests that that's what we were up to.
Was that the one with the Kiko?
No. This was quite a while ago, and we each invited somebody from the opposite sex, somebody who we had a crush on, basically. Did not tell them the theme. It turned out, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
It was interesting.
The end to that story is in the book?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Now I'm going to buy
dot,
it.
Dot, dot,
Or I can just ask
you. Get your hands on it. You guys are going to be at the launch party, right?
Yes.
The Bell House?
The 18th?
The 18th of February.
Yes.
I think we're DJing, right?
DJing. Yes. Yeah.
What type of music do you want?
We're going to start around 7:30, you know.
That was not the answer to that question.
Some bands. Oh, what? Sorry, what?
I said, what sort of music do you want?
Oh, I thought you said, what time do I need to start? You're eating pizza. Okay. You know.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah.
How about some like soul? You guys are some good old soul.
So I will be working the crowd.
Okay, that's fine. That's your territory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just
looked it up. No, I really like the Bell House, and it's actually a surprisingly good food venue.
Oh, actually, I just also
saw... We're gonna have tons of food at the party.
I saw today that David Byrne is gonna be giving a lecture at the Bell House in January.
What? That's cool.
Yeah,
are you gonna go?
A lecture?
He's your hero.
Yes, I will be going. I've got to buy tickets. Actually, it's said first come, first serve. Which always bothers me because it's like, how early do I have to get in line? In January?
That's weird. Yeah.
Especially at the Bell House.
He's not going to perform. He's not going to sing, right? He's just
going to
talk.
No, but I've seen him a few times now. I've just listened to him talk. It's David Byrne.
So February 18th, who else? I'm sure we're going to have you on before. I'm sure we'll bring you back in the new year to talk about it.
Cool.
But who else is playing? Who else is going to be involved?
The What Cheer Brigade from Providence, Rhode Island is going to be playing. Yeah, they're great.
Your brother and our old high school friend, Dan Schleifer.
Yes. They're both in the band. And I'm going to have a bruschetta takedown hosted by Matt Timms of the Chili Takedown fame. There's going to be some other stuff. Brooklyn Grange, the farm that the guys here at Roberta's and some other folks from Eagle Street Rooftop Farm are trying to start this spring. They're going to have like a fundraiser at the event too, at the book party.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All of our favorite people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the book comes out what date?
February 18th.
And where can we get it?
You can pre-order it now on Amazon. You can get it at the Brooklyn Kitchen. They're going to be my official vendor at the party. So actually, when you buy a ticket to the party, you'll get a book.
Oh.
That's how it works.
Oh, that's great.
And then you could get an extra one, too. Just for fun.
Can you pay us in a book for that? Can that be our payment?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So we can read
it. Signed, too. I think I can sign it.
Signed. There we go. That's what we want. Anyway, so thank you so much, Kathy.
Totally.
Check out your show. 1 p.m.
You guys
on
need to be on my show next.
We'll come out. We'll come out. We'll eat pizza all afternoon.
Awesome.
So DJ Never Forget is going to do a set. We're going to come back. We have the wonderful Space Base, who look like they've entered a pizza coma, which is about right because we're about that time. Anyway, big shout out to Fairway for hooking us up today with some sponsorship and always having wonderful produce. Roberta's for the food. Jack Inslee, Rec Tech, for making us sound good. And we're Finger on the Pulse, Snackatoons, HeritageRadioNetwork.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. That was just DJ Never Forget dropping us a set. He's going to swap over for Space Base, but it looked like that Jack Inslee and Reg Tech were really jamming out to that set. It looked like, yeah, they're smiling real big right now. They're real happy with that. But it is my pleasure to welcome to the studio for their Snacky Tunes debut, Space Base. Gentlemen and lady, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Let's. Should we go around the horn, introduce yourselves, and tell us what you do in the group?
All right. My name's Max. I do a lot of production and yeah, that's it, I guess.
I'm Dancy. I like DJ in the city at various parties, and also make music with Max.
And yell things at me.
and yell things at Max when we're making music.
My name's Mike. I add vocals, guitar, bass, ideas.
Fantastic. So I first met Danzy when she was an intern at Vice when I worked there.
Yeah.
Referred to as the girl with the hair.
Yeah.
I think it was in like your last few months there, though, and it turned out that I had been reading your blog before I met you. So, oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. What was your blog?
Well, it was called Music.
But not spelled like that.
But not, it was like spelled kind of odd, like M-E-W-Z-I-C-K. But then I changed the name to Zidanes.com. So that's my blog now.
Awesome. Updated regularly, daily?
Yeah, yeah. I try to update it like every day. So
with tracks, musings?
Yeah, just like a lot of like my friend stuff and like, I don't know, just things I'm really interested in. Like not necessarily all like new things that come out, but like old things as well, like it, like almost like every genre I try to do. So
awesome. So talk to me about the origins of Space Base. You guys have been around for a little bit, and you had two tracks that just came out or coming out. I lose all sort of like reality of like what release dates are, because
so far we don't really have a release date planned for them, but they are sounding pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. I know that you guys passed it to me and right before Thanksgiving, and just on like the iPod, I was like, what is this? And I'm like, this is really, I mean, you know, we hear a lot of music, so it's really nice to hear people we're friends with and be like, I also do music on the side, so.
Yeah, I remember when we debuted this track on Snaggy Tunes
yeah.
a few weeks ago.
It was Voyager.
It was yes. Voyager. Yeah. And I was like, never forget, what is this? It's like, it's space based. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's epic,
okay.
Right?
So, but how did you guys form? How did you get together?
It sort of started a long time ago.
It's like a 4-year long story.
Yeah. Space based has only really been around since like a couple months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we met Danielle back when we first sort of moved to the city.
Yeah,
where do you guys come from?
Ago. Ohio, of all places.
Where in Ohio?
Northeast, Warren City, Youngstown.
Well, I'm from Delaware, actually. But
oh.
And yeah, Danielle's from upstate.
Yeah. We're in Danzy, where in upstate?
Monticello. It's like an hour. It's like Catskills.
Oh, okay, beautiful Catskills. So you guys got together. Now, did you meet at, like, you know, in the way that most people meet out in Lower East Side doing things like that, or did you guys have mutual friends?
I was in high school.
I think,
so
yeah, I think Mike.
I'm not ashamed to say this. I actually knew Danielle through her blog in MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah, Danielle's blog was like the
Danielle
first
is good at
blogger, really.
She's good at the internet.
Yeah,
she's really good at the internet.
That's what she plays in
but
Space
bad
Space.
At but yeah, bad at Twitter.
She plays the internet.
Go figure.
And after a few years of just, you know, sharing musical influences and trading music back and forth, we decided, why not we make music?
Yeah. I have been producing music for a while now, and me and Mike have been doing stuff under the name Mr. Hurt.
Yes.
It's a lot of really guitar-driven stuff. And I've been doing a lot of stuff as Panther Hands, which is my solo stuff. And so then, you know, Danielle was like talking about all of it. We were like, hey, why don't we work on music?
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
No, it's like I had an idea. Like I'm really been recently into like Italo disco and like kind of just like old European disco stuff. And I was like telling Max like we should really do that, like something like this now, because nobody's like really doing anything like that. So anyway,
there it is.
Yeah.
And Danzy's is setting up the space base.
And the name
dock,
of space base comes from.
I think it was actually a. I don't know. It was sort of a name that Danielle made up for a flyer once.
So I was designing a flyer for a party, and at the bottom of the flyer, I needed to put like sponsors, and I just created a made-up sponsor that was Space because I thought it sounded cool, and it was like something I wanted to eventually do anyway. So that's
sponsored by Space.
And yeah. I really, really enjoy like space-related things too.
So you have these two tracks, which we're going to hear coming up in the set as once you guys finish setting up. What's the vibe of the next few tracks?
The first few tracks are a little more chill. We're going to start out with some... we're starting with Toro y Moi, which is...
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's been blowing my mind.
Okay, so I got his CD...
The new one?
Not the new one. I don't know. I saw him play at a friend's loft. Okay. And there's also four tracks on CD under the name Sin.
But
I don't...
Les Sin?
They're amazing. Yeah. They're like these really glitchy disco tracks, like house tracks. But there's no explanation of this, of like, you know, because it just came wrapped in a piece of paper.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I don't know. All I know is that I kind of found that through his MySpace. I scrolled down to his top friends, and that was like the first one.
I wonder.
I went to that, and then found it on a blog. The one song Lena, Lina.
Yeah,
that one.
That's
is
awesome.
Incredible.
It's tough to mix. It's a weird.
It's it doesn't have a lot of intro.
Not a lot of intro, but I mean, I wonder if it's an alias because
it's got to be. It's got to be. One of the blogs was like, "Oh yeah, this is another side project of this dude."
He's really good. I really like that. I mean,
so he like sub-released on his own record.
No, it's like when you import it, it's the first 16 tracks are Tournoi, and then it's Sin with no explanation.
Yeah. Just really, he's a conservationist.
Yeah. Is there... I guess he started in some other band that was, he was like the singer of a band, I forget the, something relating to like a heist, I don't know. Anyway, he was the singer of that band, and I listened to some of their stuff, and they're pretty cool, too. But then he, I guess, just started with Toro y Moi, and then also Les Sin.
It's really good. He's young, too, right?
I think so.
You guys are young. I feel old here. That's cool. That whatever.
Whatever.
I turned 21 2 weeks ago.
God,
that's fairly young.
Interesting.
I'm still 20. I'm not sure.
All right.
No, all right. Gosh. Easy.
Easy. And then what else you guys, what about your own music?
There's one Italo disco track by The Immortals and stuff. You can say what you
mean. I'm going to play a Panther Hands track.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, actually, now we're in the, while you're finishing your fun, was the same, I should tell you what I played beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
While we have a natural pause, as we call it in the biz. Opened up with the new Hostage track, Actung, which is not out yet. Fantastic producer.
We're bringing you back. We got
bring
plans.
You back. And then after that was the Curses remix of Drums of Death. And then I have to get this proper. It was the Spinal Scratch, Joe Kira Scratch and Sniff edit of that Thomas Bang Alter track, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. You've worked that into the sets a couple times.
It's really good. It's Thomas Bang Alter. So I'm just going to, you know.
All right, I think we're getting the thumbs up from Danzy. Yes?
Yep.
All right. So anyway, so here we go. Snacky Tunes, Heritage Radio Network.com, Space Base, DJ debut, Danzy on the decks.
Yeah, this is a song called Space Music.
Oh. And this is Space Music.
Space Music.
One of their original tracks.
Our Space Base.
And then we'll play Toro.
Oh, okay. All right, so here we go. Space Base dropping their track. Let's go. We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen. Space Bass.
Killing it.
Killing it.
A lot of good stuff in there. We can't, I mean, just tell us what you played.
All right.
We try and do it in a particular order.
Oh, yeah. We started out with our song, Space Bass, Space Music.
And then
we went into Thanks Vision by Toro y Moi.
Love that track.
Yeah, it's
killer. Beautiful.
And, yeah, it's...
I'm Sorry We Lied by Blood Orange.
Oh, yeah, then we had... Wait, what was the name of it?
I'm Sorry We Lied by Blood Orange.
I'm Sorry We Lied by Blood Orange, which is the new music project of Dev from...
Lightspeed Champion.
Because putting out a new record is not just enough for him. He's got to make a side project on top of that.
Then we went into, I think. Young, Gifted, and Brown. Oh, yeah. My song, Panther Hands, Young, Gifted, and Brown.
Which you'll be sending to us this afternoon.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I'm definitely sending that.
Actually, I don't even think I want to leave this room without you just IMing that track.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming out on Lazaro Casanova's label.
Laz Caz?
Pet Food.
Handsome Laz Caz?
Yeah.
The Handsome Devil.
The Handsome Devil.
The handsome guy.
That hair.
I don't know.
Getting started.
Don't give me that. We're going to have a whole next show just dedicated to his hair. Yeah. We're just going to talk. Me and Mike are just going to, everyone out. We're just going to talk about that.
And then we finished with
Ultimate Warlord.
The Ultimate Warlord.
By the Immortals.
By the Immortals, which is a pretty sweet track. Really cool. Yeah, it's one of Space Base's favorites. Anyway.
Awesome. Well, we don't have too much time left because we wanted to do... Let you guys just keep playing because the music was so good. You guys did a great job.
Thanks
for having
Thanks.
Us.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
So, where can we see you DJ next?
Actually, tonight at Darkroom, I'm DJing. It's 165 Ludlow, and I'm doing it with my friend Dev from Lightspeed Champion, Blood Orange.
Blood Orange. I will be there tonight at some point. I'm going to go to dinner in the city and then come by.
Is that the plan?
That's my plan. You don't have to come.
Oh, looks like I am invited.
Hey, we're all going to be there.
Yeah, so that'll be good. And you're going to, next week, I believe we have Yacht or Gina Turner. Not sure yet.
We're working it out. Yacht will be a call in to talk about this season finale of Dinner with the Band. They're on the 29th. And don't forget tomorrow night, December 22nd, Kid Sister, Flossy Adamas, special show, special treat.
It's really good. And then we are getting into production for the next season of Dinner with the Band, which we'll be shooting the second week in February.
It's pretty crazy. And then we're DJing Germs on January 8th.
Uh-huh.
So
with Danzy.
With who?
With who?
With Danzy.
Also,
Side Room.
Let's not forget, as you make your New Year's plans, come spend New Year's with us, Finger on the Pulse, Trouble and Bass, and Famous Friends at Europa for what is sure to be probably the most epic New Year's Eve party in town this year.
I'm excited. We're going to get on the low ends.
We're going to the low ends, and we're going to wear suits.
All right. Thank you, Space Base, for coming. You're going to play Voyager?
Yes.
Take us out.
Another track, Voyager.
Snacky Tune's favorite.
Just a real quick shout-out. Thank you again to Fairway Markets. Great food, great places, great people, good stuff. Get all your holiday shopping done at Fairway. Jack Inslee, Rec Tech. Producing, engineering, jamming out today. I think today may have been their favorite show musically. I'm getting the thumbs up from the
booth. Courtesy of Space
Base. Always, thank you to Roberto's for lunch, and a big shout out to the in-house dog Meatball, who has been frogging in the snow. I'm Terry Dybok, with your illustrious other host, DJ Never Forget, who is furiously typing on the internet. Anyway, shout out to Kathy Airway, Space Base. We'll see you next week.